Good morning.
How are you, Monty?
Oh, I'm fine. I didn't know everybody was hearing me or not. How are you? Well, I'm real tired. I had a family situation, and I was in the hospital till 6 o'clock this morning. Not me.
Oh.
My sister. And, I'm not too alert right now, and I'm really not prepared for the call.
Oh, that's okay.
Other than that, how's everybody doing?
How is she doing? Has arrived.
Okay.
I didn't catch that.
Okay.
Danny has arrived.
That's that they're completed early this morning, and I just need to get home.
Okay, you kept getting cut off, so I didn't hear what you were saying at all.
Well, we won't. They run some tests early this morning, and we won't know till later today what's going to happen. So we'll go from there. Try to keep these negatives out of my mind a little bit right now.
Yeah,
was that you?
Has arrived.
Morning.
Hi, Monty. It's Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie.
I only had a mouthful.
Good.
I'm getting there.
Good morning,
like
all.
I said, I'm not really prepared, but I do have some questions, I guess. I'm becoming very interested in spices and the value of them and what they can do for my body, and I was going to talk on that this morning, but I wasn't able to be prepared, like I said, because of the situation last night. Does anybody have any wisdom or what? Anything about
Jeannie? Jeannie's so good with herbs and spices.
Oh, I
didn't
know
that. Put them all together.
Oh, well,
what do you want to know? What do you want to know?
Yeah, in regards to why are spices of health value, I guess is what my question
good morning,
in my mind
sir.
Is, for preparing of our food or however is the best way to utilize them.
How goes it?
Oh.
I'm not prepared for this morning's call.
I was trying to find. I have a little article somewhere that has. I was looking at this one recipe book here. I have an article somewhere. I'm not sure I can find it. But they are spices are let's say like I don't know curry, for instance, there's ginger, and it's a plant food that has, I believe they all have a value of some sort to add to your diet. And so it's kind of, I don't know how helpful that was.
Well, for instance, like I take and I put in my egg whites in the morning when I have a breakfast.
Uh-oh.
I put things like, of course, black pepper. I put in paprika. I put in curcumin, and some parsley.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I've heard all of this stuff is good, but am I utilizing the spices correctly? The way that I am.
I think that's fine. I don't think there's a... I think you cook them all together and get it.
The only one they knocked down when we were in training was the pepper. Didn't like pepper. They wanted, if you used pepper, it needed to be like red peppers or something like that. Black pepper was, they said, they just plain thought said it was dirty. It's not, for whatever reason, they said it didn't have the value that other things did to substitute something else. That's the only negative that I remember hearing about any of the spice. Herbs, you know, some of them, I guess you could, if you got into strong Chinese herbs, something you could get into some, you know, issues with activities with other things, especially if it was too much, maybe a pregnancy or something. I've heard, you know, various little things about that. Most part, it was just the black pepper was the one that they didn't like. You know, all the other ones, you know, one of the things in my mind is each culture has an assortment of, and I know I've asked you this question, each culture has an assortment of different spices and herbs enhance the food of that culture, and they find that those people don't have some of the problems that we have, many of for, and I know even on Dr. Oz, they've talked about these guys, like the Indian people, they just don't have some of these diseases. Well, there's a whole lot more reasons than just, you know, the spices, but they put some of the spices, when they started researching them, in and said, you know, hey, this has a pronounced effect on the heart, or, you know, the way you digest your food, or, you know, those kinds of things. I can't remember all of them. You might remember a whole lot than what I do, because you've worked with them more intensely than I have for years.
Well, some are touted as anti-cancer, some as inflammatory. One thing I do remember from hearing on Oz, that with turmeric, adding a little black pepper does help the turmeric do what it's doing better.
Okay. I found this in Dee McCaffrey's book, Alkalizing and Liberalizing Herbs and Spices. And there's one little paragraph that says there's no specific serving size for herbs and spices. Use them liberally if you're cooking or added to food. The herbs and spices listed are thermogenic, meaning they create heat in the body, raise metabolism, and burn fat. You may use other spices as well, but these also alkalize and liberalize. And the ones that she has listed here are allspice, anise, bay leaves, cardamom, cayenne. I figured that one would burn. Cilantro, coriander, and that's, for coriander, that's what we have in our drink, our KVD. Cinnamon, cloves, cumin, curry powder, dill, fennel, garlic, ginger, dried mustard, and turmeric. So those are alkalizing ones, it says.
So those would be good ones to include in our diet?
And she said use them liberally in your cooking or add to foods. I know, Nancy, that you put turmeric and all kinds of things in your smoothies you have even. And a friend of mine was here recently, Pat, and she, in her smoothie, puts cayenne pepper.
The turmeric in my oatmeal.
Oh, in your oatmeal, okay.
Cinnamon and little black pepper. It's pretty anti-inflammatory, and the cinnamon is good for your blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, each has its own properties and benefits.
Well, that might be my next question. Is it? Because I hear about turmeric and I hear about curcumin. I think, well, that's the word. I don't know how to pronounce it, probably. But what's the difference between the two?
Well, turmeric
is yellow. Turmeric or cucumber, aren't they somewhat related somehow in regards to one of them is, I would think of it this way, one of them might be the whole, but in turmeric or in curcumin is the other product, I mean the other one. It was like in turmeric, the curcumin, or in curcumin is their turmeric.
I just think those two are, but I know that, what's the one that says the combined, curry. curry can have more than just, I mean, curry can be an assortment of spices, is my understanding. I don't know that there's just, I mean, what does curry come from? I don't know what curry comes from, like I do what, you know, ginger comes from ginger root, and cayenne comes from a pepper, a very hot pepper. But to my understanding, curry can be a mixture of spices. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm wrong.
Char?
Yes.
My neighbor and friend was from India, and she always made her own curry, and it was a combination of many things, because you could do very different things. It was never one thing.
Oh, that's right, because the curries that I buy in paste form are all different.
Right.
All different, and they all say curry. There's a yellow curry, there's a red curry, there's a green curry.
Yep.
And they're a different combination. Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. I'm standing here looking at the container.
I'm looking, too, at my turmeric root from Hindi Spices, and it says on the back 5% curcumin level.
Oh.
So there must be curcumin turmeric.
Yeah, that was my question.
And I wonder if it is the color level, because after that it says our turmeric has a very intense bright yellow-orange color. We use only 2/3 of what a recipe calls for in pickles, mustard, or Indian cooking. Turmeric root is the traditional base for most southern Indian curry powders.
So it is a root that they maybe add something to. I see that on my, it's extremely bright. I use turmeric in cauliflower sauce, and I always put extra in. When I make it, because I don't think it has a strong flavor. It's not like curry that it's hot or real spicy. And so I always use more, and it says to use in, rice pancakes. That's one of the things that it had on here. And then on meats, it gives, even the proportions to put in with water for cooking things in, but it doesn't say, it doesn't have an ingredient list like there's, you know, like a lot of the other things do, like the curries. The curries always have a pretty good ingredient list in them, but so maybe it's more common that it's mostly the root, maybe something like it would be with ginger.
Perfect. I bet it is.
And they've just been added, but it doesn't have anything else on the label there. I'm just guessing.
Okay, I found, I like to read from something, I guess. This is Veganomican Cookbook. Herbs and Spices. An herb is the leaves of the plant, as in thyme or dill, and the spice is anything that isn't the leaf, such as the root, ginger, the fruit, which is a chili, the seeds, which is cumin, the berry, which would be allspice, or the bark, which is cinnamon, of a plant. So the spice rack is the heart of the vegan kitchen, and getting to know your herbs and spices is a fun and magical journey. In Mexican, like Italian cooking, relies on the flavors of thyme, oregano, and rosemary, whereas Mexican cooking often uses cumin, coriander, and chili. Either try the recipe without it. Okay. So they're talking about the recipes in this book. You can try some with it, try without it, and you make it the first time and then add to it. Flip a recipe that but instead of obtaining your spices in expensive glass jars from the grocery store, find a source for bulk herbs and spices, which are often 75% cheaper than prepackaged spices are. Indian, Middle Eastern, or Chinese markets are great for this, and often health food stores have a nice bulk section. If all else fails, you can order from many sources, including Penzies at Penzies.com. Here's a good list to get you through most of our recipes, those marked with an asterisk are what we consider essentials and should be the first items you obtain. Okay.
This is Andy.
No, this is Omicron.
Omicron.
Okay, yeah, the big one.
Right.
Has fabulous recipes, and I haven't made anything that I didn't like. In the front, they have a section called Stocking the Veganomican Pantry. I thought, well, let me look in there, and they have a section. And it says you can use them, the exception of basil, as Ricky says. It's called basil. The Italians say that. Strengthened, hugely different in fresh and dried forms. Fresh herbs can be used interchangeably with most any recipe. Buy as 1 teaspoon of dried herb or spice. 1 teaspoon of a dried equals 1 tablespoon of finely chopped fresh. That taste as you go to make sure the flavoring doesn't overpower the recipe. For best results and flavor, use purchased ground herbs or spices within a year or by the expiration date. And please throw out that year-old beat-up canner. The flavor just won't be there anymore, and sometimes even makes the food taste bold and dusty. Uh-huh. So then, we list some dried herbs to have. The ones that they start are oregano, chicken, and thyme for their recipes, but there's also basil, dill, marjoram, mint. I love mint. I use that a lot, and rosemary. And then the spices, ground or whole, there's a little list here. Two, cardamom pods, caraway seeds, cayenne pepper ground. That's one that they have starred. And they also starred the ground cumin and ground cinnamon. Under curry powder, they starred that one, and they said, we'd like to have a variety. So there's different varieties. There's an oriental one that I have, and there's an Indian one that I have. Whole fennel seed, they have that one starred. That's for their recipes here, though. There's
what
celery
is the star
seed. The star is the ones, they've starred the ones that they use in these recipes in this book.
I love just eating fennel seed.
Most. They're good,
aren't they? They taste like licorice, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just got them right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know if that helps some, Monty.
Oh, it certainly does. I guess one of the questions that this has brought me to this, I guess, is that one of my silvers is has a lung disease that is very, very genetic, and all of her siblings have all passed away from it. When I saw her the other day, I mean, she's over 300 pounds. They got her on all kinds of prednisone, not all kinds, but a high dosage of prednisone, all kinds of things. And she wanted to know about the KVB, and so she purchased it. But then when I took the bottle over to her, I also had copied off of the Nikan site the ingredients. I mean, I copied it. There, on the site, you can download it. It shows all the ingredients other than just what's on the label. I mean, I shouldn't say just what's on the label. It's the same thing, only it's in PDF form, okay?
Yeah.
I took that over to her, and I said, I would hope, when you see your doctor next, and she told me, and I said, well, before, my suggestion then is please take this to your doctor, and before you try the product, she did, and of course, yesterday the subject came up, and her doctor was absolutely, totally against her utilizing that product, because
because not only is she on prednisone, but she's on Warfarin, and I can't explain to her how she looks. She looks like a balloon, I guess, is what I want to say. And the doctor said, do not put this item in your body. And the reasoning was because of the vitamin K that's in it, of all the green things, like the cilantro and all the carotene, all that kind of stuff. Because I figured because she's so bad that any tea that go in her body, which I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, that vitamin K actually thins the blood.
That will interact with the Coumadin.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. So that was just my question. I'm so glad that I went to her, asked her to see her doctor prior to taking the product. I guess it's kind of a warning to me to make sure that if people have some kind of a illness or whatever, that I know I'm going to become more aware, I guess, of lunch they check before taking it. He said for her, this is absolutely something she should avoid. But for anybody else, he thought it was absolutely an exciting dietary drink.
I couldn't wait to get home from the hospital to take my Vital Balance. And I started the first day I came home the next morning. And as long as you do it every day, they can adjust your dosage of Coumadin. Mm-hmm. You have to keep your, that's what they always tell you, is keep your greens the same amount every day. Don't one day have a huge amount and the next day none.
Right.
But she was, this is my interpretation of what I learned being on Coumadin two wonderful times. If she were to take it every day, they could adjust her Coumadin level.
Correct. In fact, I just had one of the people tell me that their doctor said, I would much rather have you get it from your food than take it in a drug form. It was like they were excited that they were doing something that would benefit them that much, and they said, we easily adjust your Coumadin intake for...
Just for that diet.
Oh, I totally agree with that, because when my mother had her stroke, that was one of the things that they put her on, which I didn't agree with, but what else can you do? But I understood that. But in her case, though, the doctor has asked her to work together and come up with some options, because all of her siblings have died with disease, and she's very close to the end,
because I was nauseated. And I even mentioned to one of the doctors that I was using it. Somebody said, well, you shouldn't be because you're on Coumadin. So, there's a whole list of spice foods, the whole thing, that interact with Coumadin and stuff.
Yeah, I think, of course, anytime anybody has a medical condition, we should always be, I hope they're always checking just for whatever, even though sometimes I don't necessarily... Make the doctors know what they're talking about when it comes to certain issues, but I'll leave that at that. But I was excited. There was a positive and negative yesterday, but the positive was how he felt about the drink itself.
not her condition, not her, but what he didn't realize there was a drug on the market.
Good.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, well, it's thanks everybody for covering me today. Appreciate it. You might just keep my sister in your prayers, if you would, please.
Yes.
We'll go from there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, you're just, there is something I gotta say. My tidbit of the day. Those people that have the Berea mosquitoes are attracted more to people with smelly feet than those who have smelly feet.
Oh, I'll believe
that. I just want to put that in. Sharon grounds yourself. I'm trying to get positive here a little bit. My mind off some things. But other than that, you have a great weekend.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Sure, I guess you're coming north?
We are, yeah. We're bringing at least a van load of people up. I don't know how many for sure exactly, but about around a dozen, so... We're excited coming your way.
Okay. Glad to have you coming. It'd be a great option. Other than that, everybody is where they're at. I'm sure there might be a bunch tomorrow.